Friday. Hope you can hear me. Bill Withers, 81 years old, passing today. Very sad. What a great hits he had in the 1970s. Ain't Sunshine with Bill Withers gone. But that song right there, obviously being used right now, obviously, you may or may not know this, being used by a lot of people are being quarantined these times right now just to show solidarity, but a beautiful song. Anyhow, I understand we're having more technical glitches tonight. I would love to be here with you all night to talk about Bill and all these other things that are very important, but I hope that you and your family are safe. Please stay that way as we continue to iron out our issues and bring you the best show possible. I look forward to being back on my show. Until then, I want to say thank you to Casey Bartholomew for filling in for me today again and last night. And Casey, I appreciate what you're doing, my friend, and I hope that you're safe as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Pat. I hope you can get the technical stuff squared away, because I know everybody would much rather hear you. So.
Now, well, I'm not going to go that far, buddy, but listen, from one radio guy to another, very grateful for what you're doing, and I enjoy your show and greatly appreciate what you're doing, my friend. So you stay safe. Everyone's safe. If you have a chance at 10:15 tonight, I'll be on Facebook. Look for Pat Walsh on Facebook, and we did that last night, a little bit more fun, but that'll be it. Casey is doing his show, and again, Casey, thank you. So everyone, enjoy the show, and I'll see you on the radio very soon, and see you on Facebook tonight about 15.
All right, Pat, thanks a lot. We appreciate that, and again, Pat, we about 10:15 tonight on Facebook Live, and I don't know how much of that you caught. You know, I do have to hand it to everybody. This is not just a Sacramento thing. This is nationwide, where radio stations are doing everything they possibly can. And you see it on TV, where everybody's sitting at home and doing everything at home. We're trying to do the same thing. It is much easier to pick up a camera and mount it in somebody's living room and send stuff in that it really than it is to get together an entire radio station and make sure that everybody is being safe. And that's the key here, is making sure that everybody's being safe. And you're hearing this across the country from radio stations. And I can tell you from firsthand experience that sometimes it doesn't work. And but I can also tell you that I've never experienced a situation where the very talented engineers and the staff here that KFBK and across the country and iHeartRadio and the like won't be able to get it figured out. So Pat will be back. But one of the things that I like to stress to people is that you just heard him, sort of. Pat is okay. Pat is healthy. He is not off the air for any reason other than technical concerns. And because of that, we will be, we'll be here and we'll be holding down the fort. But you will be able to see Pat at about 10:15 on Facebook Live. So if you want to hear Pat tonight or after the show at about 10:15, go to Pat's Facebook page, and he'll be on Facebook Live then. All right. 916-921-1530 is the number here. Toll-free 800-834-1530. We are here until 10 o'clock tonight. Coast to Coast comes in after that. I'll be taking your phone calls right now if you have any questions or comments about anything that's going on. One of the biggest things we can do for you here in a situation like this is give you information. So if you have any questions, if there's something you're looking for answered, if I don't have the answer, maybe somebody else does, but we are here to help. So if you have any questions or comments or just any observations about the way things are going, feel free to give us a call. Got some stuff we're going to get to, of course, and we will include you, and we're going to do that up until 10 o'clock. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I am sitting in for Pat Walsh. It is now 7:16. You're listening to News 93.1 KFBK, live everywhere.
You're listening to Casey Bartholomew, filling in for Pat Walsh on News 93.1 KFBK.
News 93.1 KFBK, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks for tuning in to the Pat Walsh. If you're just tuning in at the Pat Walsh Show, if you're just tuning in, Pat tried again, some more equipment issues tonight. They will get it squared away, I promise you. One way or another, they will get that all squared away, and Pat will be here again. But until they can do that, for everybody's safety, Pat's and everybody else's, there's nothing wrong with Pat, but just to make sure that nothing is wrong with Pat, he had to step aside and let me hop on tonight. Give me a call, 916-921-1530, or toll-free 800-834-1530. Kendall, are you there? That your voice, you have a lovely voice on the air. You should do the show.
Oh no! Thank you.
I'm
though.
Serious. You should. You have a great set of pipes. You should do the show.
Oh, thanks, Casey.
Because I was going to watch TV tonight. I was busy. I had plans. Okay, we were going to watch Shark Tank. You know, all the stuff, and now I've got to be here. So, anyway, but that was Kendall. So Kendall's here. So there is some bit of normalcy here. But again, we are talking about everything and getting you some as much information as we can about everything that's going on. Because as I said before, it's my experience that the more you know, the better off you are. And if you want to hear Pat tonight, don't forget Pat will be on at about 10:15 on his own Facebook live page, so you can see Pat there and verify that everything's fine with Pat. There's just some technical issues, and that's all that's going on. It was a tense day. You know, we've been going through this for a few weeks now. It was just a tense day at my house today. My daughter's home from college, obviously, and sitting around. My son is trying to navigate all of this online going to school stuff that he's having to deal with. And, you know, people go to school. You would think they would have this figured out. You would think they would have it figured out okay. But he has several older teachers. He's in the sixth grade, and some of his teachers are older, and they don't really have a grasp of how to email things. And one of his teachers sent him an assignment today, but it was they were supposed to be able to click on it and fill it out and then submit it back. But she just sent a picture, and it wasn't the whole picture. And then everybody is emailing her, and we have this online community on this school website. I can't remember what it's called, but it's where we can all get together on this, even when there's no COVID-19 going on. It's all there. And she has no aptitude for this kind of stuff, is what she says. But everybody's trying to ask questions, and she's not there. So, and like next to nobody turned in their assignments today because nobody could do it because she sent a picture of something only a partial picture instead of the actual assignment. And then the kids can't ask questions. And some of them are trying to do video, but it's not always working. And then Zoom is out there, and Zoom is kind of, you know, I don't want to say it's hit and miss, but things get going there. So we had a, you know, and we're getting on each other's nerves. There's four of us, my wife, my two kids, and I. And, you know, we're just trying to, we made an effort near the end of the day to just sort of distance ourselves from each other so that we weren't around. We weren't in each other's heads and faces all the time. But it was a rough day, and it's sad because we're really, you know, maybe halfway through everything, and it's been a few weeks already. And it's just, I mean, on a sunny, optimistic look at this, we're about halfway through everything. So it's scary. Not scary like, oh, my God, we're going to get the virus or anything like that. It's just scary how tense it's all getting. And I think what everybody needs to do, and I really highly recommend this, is stay the hell away from each other as much as you can. Interact when you have to. But if you can't, or if things aren't working, you gotta just sort of stay away from each other because it's, you need that alone time. You need that private time. And one thing, my father-in-law is a doctor, and so I interact with doctors from time to time. And, I was talking to one today, and he said, get outside, get air, get sun, get outside. It can change everything. 15 minutes outside. Just breathing the air. You don't have to be near anybody. You can walk around in your front yard. You can walk around in front of your house, whatever, in your backyard, whatever you have to do. But get away from each other a little bit. So we are practicing some quarantine social distancing in my house today because it was getting kind of tense out there. So that's just something to be aware of. One of the other things that's coming up here, Sacramento County has said it's following a change in the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines and recommending that even when feeling healthy, people wear masks when you're outside. The change is another example of the challenges the official states, while trying to mitigate the spread of the virus. All over the place, people are trying to figure out, trying to get their hands on masks. They're difficult to get a hold of. There are more than there were, but they're difficult to get a hold of. And in Placer County, a number of coronavirus cases continues to rise, and they have announced new recommendations asking everyone to cover their faces. In addition to keeping a safe distance, joining cities like New York and Los Angeles, Placer County Health Officer Dr. Amy Sison, is how I'm going to mispronounce that, announced Thursday that cloth face coverings are now recommended for people who need to leave their home for essential activities. Cloth face covering options include a scarf, a bandana. I actually saw someone. I had to go to a store today. I saw something that looked like an old cowboy, you know, bandit, had a bandana around his face, or other homemade cloth to help slow the spread of the virus. Sison says the new recommendations come because more and more evidence is showing that the transmission of the coronavirus can happen as early as 3 days before people develop symptoms, meaning someone could already have the virus and not know that they're spreading it. The face coverings can help with that by catching respiratory droplets that can be spread through coughing, sneezing, or even just talking. The new recommendations are in addition to, not instead of, the previous recommendations, which are to not go out unless you absolutely have to, and the social distancing stuff. So just stay away from people. One thing that's funny about this to me, I mean, obviously, and not funny, haha, but what people are having a hard time with, I think, and I don't know why. I mean, I have, and most people I know, it's not everybody, but most people I know, have stayed at home and only gone out when they had to. And I've said this numerous times on the radio. If we did what we were supposed to do, this would be gone, not immediately, but in a matter of weeks. Not 2 weeks, but in a matter of weeks, this would cycle itself out. But people won't do it. And I don't understand why people won't do it. I understand having to go out. I understand having to buy food and things like that. And I understand money's tight, so you buy the food when you can buy the food. I get all of that. But if people really, who could, would only go out when they absolutely had to, then we would be in better shape than we are. In my family, I've been designated. I'm the guy that goes out. I'm the sacrificial lamb. My in-laws are elderly. We've got close friends that are elderly, friends of my in-laws that are elderly. And if someone needs to go to the store, I do it. I get up and do it. And actually, right now, we've ordered some masks. We're waiting for them so that when I do go out, I have the mask. But tomorrow, my wife and I actually bought some elastic. We were able to find some elastic, which is hard to come by. And I know I said it yesterday on the air. A woman called and was asking, couldn't find elastic. If you chop up a bungee cord, cut the ends off, and then strip the covering of it, that's nothing but elastic in there. So you have if you have a bungee cord, you have a lot of elastic. But we bought some of that, and we bought some face stuff. And I don't have time right now. When we come back, I will tell you exactly what you need to do, or as best as I can. You have to remember, even these face masks, they're not perfect. And the biggest fear is that people will say, I've got a face mask. I am now impervious to the COVID-19 virus. But that's not the case. It's a case, if you make a face mask at home, or even if you buy one in most cases, unless you can get one of the high-tech ones, it's better than nothing. It's not going to protect you completely, but it's better than nothing. And that's what people need to realize. So we'll talk about that a little bit. And again, take your phone calls at 916-921-1530 or toll free 800-834-1530. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I am sitting in tonight for the Pat Walsh Show. It's 7:30 on News. 7:37, News 93.1 KFBK, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks for tuning into the Pat Walsh Show. More technical issues for Pat tonight. He is perfectly healthy. Everything's cool. But the technical issues are just causing us problems tonight. So my name is Casey Bartholomew. I'm sitting in tonight. I'll be with you until 10 o'clock. Give me a call, 916-921-1530 or toll-free 800-834-1530. I'll be with you until 10 when Coast to Coast comes on. But If you'd like to see Pat, interact with Pat, he will be doing Facebook Live at 10:15 tonight, roughly, give or take. So you can check that out on Pat's Facebook page at 10:15 tonight. So be listening for that or be watching for that. We are talking about, again, obviously, the only thing we can be talking about right now is what's going on with the coronavirus, how people are dealing with it, the latest that's going on. Of course, the CDC is now recommending that everybody wear a mask. Do what you can in order to keep everybody safe. And if that's putting a mask on, then you put a mask on. I've got some on order, but obviously they're not here yet. And that's taking a little while. So what they are doing, or what we are doing tomorrow, we're actually going to try to make some. I can't sew. I'm really basically a human lump. There's not much I can do. I can host a radio show ish. I can't sew, so we're gonna, my wife and I and my daughter are gonna sit back and we're gonna try to create something, because we're in a situation where something is better than nothing, in this setting, all right? We may not be able to make a, you know, an N95 version mask, but something is better than nothing. And even if I'm wearing something, if God forbid I am infected, I don't think I am, but if God forbid I am, then we've got a situation where I won't, or won't do much to infect anybody else. So that's what we're dealing with there. We're going to try to do that. We've got David on the line in Placerville. Hey, David, you're on News 93.1 KFBK with Casey. How you doing?
Hey, Casey, I have a kind of a question. A couple of years back, I bought a couple military-grade protective masks. They're Czechoslovakian, but they're basically the same as our protective masks. I was in the Army, and so I learned a lot about nuclear, biological, and, you know, chemical warfare. I have a contractor's grade mask. Mm-hmm. Now, my question is, I'm wondering, is there an expectation that I should give up some of those or all of them to medical personnel? Or,
well, how many do you have?
I have three. Well, three counting the contractor's grade.
I probably would say no right now, because that's not that many.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, I guess an argument could be made that every little bit helps, but I would say no. I would think, I mean, if you had like 100, then I would say take them to a hospital.
No.
You know,
no,
but if you've got...
I was kind of into prepping for a while, and, you know, so I bought one for me and one for my wife. My wife is no longer with us. She died in 2018. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'd be willing to donate one or two of them, but I was just wondering if there's, like, if you know, could get into any kind of trouble for keeping one for yourself.
No, because I think, you know, well, the new CDC guidelines say you should wear one when you go out. If you have that few, I mean, if there's somebody else you know and you want to give them one, but if it's just three, I would probably say keep those and, you know, use them when you go out. You know, if you have to go out and buy food or anything like that, I would probably say use those for, and I don't even mean this in a selfish way, but just for yourself, so that when you go out, you're not, you know, risking any yourself or anybody else. Because, I mean, like I said, if you had a case of 100 of them, if it were me, I might pull two of them out, put them off to the side for myself, and then drive down to the hospital and say, look, I have these. If you guys would like them, I would like you to have them. Or maybe the EMTs or, you know, the fire department, something like that. But if it's just three, I think you're probably better off at this point in time. And it's not selfish at all because of the new guidelines, keeping them for yourself and using them for yourself.
Well, thank you. That's good advice. And, you know, I wanted to wear the masks long before this guidelines came out, but it's kind of like socially embarrassing to wear, you know, and also worrying about frightening people, you know.
Well, I don't think you'd be frightening anybody because so many people are doing it. It's funny because I had to go to the store today, and when I got home, I said to my wife, it bothers me that it doesn't bother me when I see people with the masks on, you know.
Oh, that's good.
You know, but that's reality. I mean, you can be embarrassed and it can cause as many problems as you want, I guess. But the reality is that, you know, we need to be safe, and everybody needs to be safe, not just you, not just me, but everybody. And again, I don't think if you've got that few, and you hold them back for yourself in order to make sure that you and anybody around you is safe, I think you're okay. All right, David, thanks for calling News.
Casey, before I hang up, my advice to everybody that goes out and gets groceries, yourself included, is, you know, make a bleach water solution and try to decontaminate everything you bring back from the grocery store as much as possible. I think
there's nothing wrong with that, because you don't know who's touched it before you got to it and things like that. I mean, I know they have told us that if you, if you go get fast food or something along those lines, what you should do is, take it all out of the boxes and everything like that and put it on a paper plate or what have you and microwave it for, you know, a little while. That way it, could potentially kill anything on there. All right, man. Thanks for calling News 93.1 KFBK. Appreciate it. Let's go to Steven in Oakland. Hey, Steven, you're on News 93.1 KFBK with Casey. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Sorry I got disconnected earlier, but
no problem.
I managed to get back through.
Yeah, no problem.
Quick question, because I haven't heard it being discussed out there. Are they trying to figure out if early detection for at-risk patients improves chances for survival? I'm asking because, as you stated, there is an incubation period, or there does seem to be one. And right now, in most places, it seems like you've got to be falling down sick with a high-grade fever and a cough to earn a right to get tested.
And well, I don't think that's true. I think you have to have the fever, and I think you have to have the symptoms to get tested, because we simply don't have the tests available to test everybody. So if you're not sure, then you're not going to, you know, they probably won't do the test. I don't know if early detection does anything, because right now the treatments aren't, there really isn't much of a treatment, short of a ventilator or something like that, and you only get a ventilator if you need one. So I don't think early detection does anything at this point in time.
Really?
It may at some point, and they are looking at treatments constantly, but I don't think early detection does anything. That's nothing that I've heard seems to indicate that.
They can't, like, start pumping you full of antibiotics or
no.
anything like that while
no.
it's in this incubation phase?
You know, they give, but again, you know, it's one of those sorts of things where if you don't have symptoms, there's no reason to test you. And we don't have the tests
right.
available to test everybody. So even if there were some early detection, I don't know if it would do anything. And, you know, one of the realities of this, Stephen, is that you and I could both have it right now. We could both
right.
have the COVID-19 virus right now. As I sit here right now, I feel perfectly fine. I am breathing fine. I'm not coughing. I'm not having trouble taking deep breaths. I've got no pain, no fever, nothing like that. I could have it and just not know it. And this could be as sick as I get. And it could be as sick as you get. And we'll have it, and then we won't have it, and we won't even know about it because the testing, like I said, isn't available. That's the reality of this. So what treatment would you give to somebody who's, you know, asymptomatic and isn't having any issues with that? I don't know what to do. For me personally, I will tell you what I'm doing. I take vitamin C every day. I take about, 800 milligrams of vitamin C every day. And, you know, I heard that it might help. I don't know if it does. I heard that it might help. But during the season, we're just coming out of the cold and flu season, I tend to take that anyway, because if I get sick, for some reason, I lose my voice, and I don't know why. So I always try to avoid that. I'm still doing that every day now. I don't know if it's helping. I don't know if it's doing anything. But, you know, it's something, I guess, psychologically that makes me feel better. All right, Stephen, thanks for calling News 93.1 KFBK. 916-921-1530 is the number here, toll-free, 800-834-1530. My name is Casey Bartholomew, sitting in for Pat Walsh. It is 747. You're listening to News 93.1 KFBK live. 7:50, News 93.1 KFBK, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks for tuning into the Pat Walsh Show. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I am sitting in tonight. I'll be with you until 10 when Coast to Coast comes on. Give me a call, 916-921-1530 or toll-free, 800-834-1530. Pat, again, is fine. It's all technical issues. They're trying to get it all worked out so he can do his show from his house. equipment doesn't always work. Technology doesn't always cooperate, but they'll get it worked out. I have faith. And if you want to hear from Pat, he will be going live on Facebook Live at about 10:15 tonight. So you can find him through Facebook on his Facebook page at about 10:15, right about there. So be sure to look for that. Right now we're talking about, again, taking your questions, comments about everything going on with the coronavirus. The latest is to wear masks. Anytime you go out, wear masks. Even if it doesn't protect you, it could protect somebody else from getting it from you, should you have it. Because like I said before the break, you could have it and not know it. That's one of the sad realities of this virus. You know, I feel perfectly fine, and you very well could. But you could be carrying, and to wear a mask is nothing. I don't know if people even get embarrassed by it anymore. I was telling the caller before the break, I had to go to the store today. And I told my wife when I got home, I said, it bothers me that it doesn't bother me that I see people with the masks on. Now, it's not even a second look. All right, let's talk back to the phones here. Talk to Polo in Sacramento. Hey, Polo, you're on News 93.1 KFBK with Casey. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Good night. So, you know, I was listening to the gentleman that spoke with you earlier about having those military-grade masks and the N95s and stuff. And one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that those are respirators, and the virus, whether it's on the droplets floating around, whatever that you might get in there, is basically coating the outside of that mask. And people, what they should do, because those are a high-quality respirator, maybe the outer coating, cover it with regular fabric masks, you know, the quickie short ones that they can take and just dispose of, not keeping it over and over because it's not.
So, I don't understand what you said. No, I'm not
the mask itself, the respirator.
Okay.
The respirator cannot be used every day and expect to be just fine because your hands are going to get the virus from the respirator.
Right.
The outside surface.
On the outside, well, you got to wash your hands. You got to make sure you're, you know.
Correct. But it's still there. That stuff is still sitting there. So what people are doing, this is nothing new. What they do in the hospitals and places, they basically cover the respirator.
Well,
fabric.
I see what you're saying.
Okay. Even, you know, paper towel just to throw it away. And
yeah, no, I understand. I see what you're saying. Yeah, so you wear a mask over the respirator.
Yep. And, a cheapy mask. Just something that catches that and then it's thrown away.
And you're right. You know, the reality is, though, you're talking about the droplets that can get on anything.
Yeah.
They're not even getting, they're not just getting on the respirator. They're getting on, you know, your clothes,
everything we're wearing,
anything, you know. That's why you gotta, if you go out, you know, you gotta make sure you do it. Like, I keep hand sanitizer in my car, and I you know, if I leave my car to get gas, to do anything, on the rare occasion I go out, once I get back into my car, I don't put my keys in the ignition, I don't know anything, the first thing I do is pick up the little bottle of hand sanitizer and I wash my hands, or, you know, sanitize my hands as best as I can to try to make sure. And that's one of those things people have to do. All right, Polo, thanks for calling News 93.1 KFBK. You know, it's funny, as a joke, I like the smell of vanilla. So I always say it's like a fetish for me, because I buy my wife like vanilla lotion and all that kind of fun stuff. So I have a lot of that stuff around. For Christmas last year, my daughter went to what's that store? Bath and Body Works, and she bought me like 12 of these little vanilla, various shades of vanilla scents of the little tiny hand sanitizers that they sell for, I don't know how, even 99 cents. I don't know what they are. And just threw them in my stocking at Christmas time. So I had a bunch of them. And I used them periodically, but, you know, didn't think too much about hand sanitizer. I had one in my car that I just kept in case I needed it. But then when everybody was going nuts for hand sanitizer, I had about a dozen of these little tiny bottles. And now I put one in my car, my wife's car, my daughter's car. I took some to my in-laws and did all that to make sure that everybody was somewhat safe. Yes, vanilla. Kendall's making fun of me. But yeah, I once told my wife, I said, if you ever want anything from me, put on something, you know, and slather yourself in vanilla. I'll be your slave. Doesn't matter what it is. We'll do it. But so I had all that stuff all the way through. All right. I don't have enough time to get a phone call right now. If you are on hold, stay there. I will get to the phone calls as soon as we come back from the commercial break. I've also got a bunch of stuff to get to. If you are going to be making your own mask, there are some materials that are better than others. We will talk about that. We're going to talk about stimulus checks. We're going to talk about how schooling is going for people. We've got some positive stories to tell too, because in the face of everything bad that's happening, there are some people that are really looking out for other people, and there are some people who are really being kind, and that's something that's very, very, very important to remember by now, right now. So all of that stuff is coming up. My name is Casey Bartholomew. I am sitting in for Pat Walsh. It's 7:56 on News 93.1 KFBK, live everywhere on the iHeart.